This is 89.1 WEMU. It is your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Cinema Chat. Typically, we have maybe a couple of new movies that open on a weekly basis. This week, the schedule is loaded. Nick Aldrink is Programming Cinema Director for Marquee Arts, running the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. He serves as co-host of Cinema Chat, and it's a busy week.
It is a very busy week, but an exciting week as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, mm-hmm. I know that there are a lot of folks that love Channing Tatum,
yeah.
And he's returning to a movie called Roof Man.
Yeah. This is a strange film, based on a true story. Channing Tatum stars as a charismatic criminal who, while on the run from police, hides in a hidden space of a toy store, and there he adopts a new identity and becomes involved with an employee, beginning a relationship as unlikely as it is risky.
That does sound like it could not be a true story.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is opening wide. This is going to be in multiplexes everywhere. Very fascinating, true, yeah, stranger than fiction tale. Yeah.
Well, that's one I would love to read and then see,
yeah.
Because, again, if you were to imagine, if you put that on paper and
yeah.
put that as a movie idea, that's a little too fantastical.
Yeah.
But there it is.
There
it's
it
real.
Is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But also opening in multiplexes this week is Tron: Ares. This is part of the Tron film series. It's about a highly sophisticated program, Ares, that is sent from the digital world into the real world on a dangerous mission. And this stars Jared Leto and featuring Jeff Bridges reprising his role from the original film.
That was like in the 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. This old Disney film. With music by Nine Inch Nails for this one.
All right. Well, Trent Reznor is considered a musical genius,
that's
so
right,
that should
yeah.
be a nice supplement. And given
uh-huh.
its futuristic feel, it
yeah.
seems right.
Mm-hmm. At the downtown of the Michigan this weekend, you can catch Strange Journey, the story of Rocky Horror. So this will open tomorrow at the Michigan. This is a documentary of the London theater play, The Rocky Horror Show,
mm-hmm.
that evolved into a groundbreaking cult phenomenon featuring iconic songs and performances that celebrate individuality. And the legacy lives on through midnight screenings like we have at the Michigan every Halloween weekend, and a devoted following that spans generations.
It does. It just mm-hmm. keeps going and going and going. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Tim Curry, as the lead character,
yeah.
was in the play as well, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and he's in this documentary as well. It's just such
good.
A great. It's so great to see him on the big screen again. And that is a film that consistently will draw over 1,000 people to the Michigan every year. Even it's celebrating its 50th anniversary.
And people
this
still
year.
Dressing up and acting
yep.
things out in front
it's,
of the
it's,
screen.
It's same as it was then. Yeah,
that's amazing.
I've seen 1,600 people packed into our theater for that film before. It's amazing.
That is amazing. If you've never experienced it, and even if you don't want to participate actively,
yeah.
it is something to witness and behold.
Yes, yes, that is true. At the State this weekend, you can catch a House of Dynamite that'll be opening tomorrow. This is the latest from director Catherine Bigelow, known for hits like The Hurt Locker and Zero Dark Thirty, and stars Idris Elba and Rebecca Ferguson. This film follows the White House as a U.S. government official scrambles to deal with an incoming nuclear missile launched by a foreign power at the city of Chicago.
Feels a little too real.
It does, but... Catherine Bigelow makes very tense thrillers, and this one seems right up there with her best.
And then, is this a remake of Kiss of the Spider Woman?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. This is a premiere. It premiered at this year's Sundance Film Festival. That is from director Bill Condon, who made Dreamgirls and was the writer of the hit film Chicago, who returns to the movie musical in this dazzling Technicolor hued fantasy, starring Diego Luna as Valentin, a political prisoner who shares a cell with Melina, a window dresser convicted of public indecency, and the two form an unlikely bond as Melina recounts a plot of a Hollywood musical starring his favorite silver screen diva, Ingrid Luna, played by Jennifer Lopez. And yeah, this is based on the hit Broadway Tony Award winning musical.
All right, well, I'm not a big fan of musicals, but it is a story that played well
yeah.
in New York and certainly may translate well
yeah,
to the big screen.
And Jennifer Lopez does doesn't act that often, but when she does, I feel like she kind of picks roles that best suit her. And this one feels like it's definitely suiting for her. Yeah.
It kind of fits into her personal character. You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. And the series continue. And first up is the Late Night Classic series.
Yeah, we have a lot of great classic and cult horror films in our late nights this month. The Omen is first up. This will be tonight at 8 o'clock. This is the classic 1976 version about mysterious deaths surrounded American ambassador. Could the child that he is raising actually be the Antichrist, the devil's own son? And that is, of course, Gregory Peck, who plays the ambassador.
And, of course, the child's name is Damien.
Yes, the child.
and the movie had such an impact on me in 1976. I was 12 years old. There was a boy in our neighborhood whose name was Damien, and I became convinced that he must be possessed because of the name. I mean, it forever tainted that name for me.
Yeah. but alongside Lee Remick from director Richard Donner, it's such a great film. May not be as scary as it was
suspense.
Yeah, it's more suspense. It really builds tension. It's a great thriller. Really holds up today.
It does. And the kid that played Damien, by the way,
very good.
Was actually very, very,
very
good
convincing.
In that movie. Yeah.
And then tomorrow, A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night. This is from 2014. This will be tomorrow, Friday at 9:30. It's about residents of a worn down Iranian city encounter a skateboarding vampire.
Well, I've never heard that one before.
Who preys on men who disrespect women.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, that's right. and then we'll talk about this one next week a little bit more, but The Exorcist will be next week, Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Favorite.
Yeah,
my
another
absolute
classic.
Favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some special screenings available, and I assume because they're special screenings, it will be a limited run?
Yes. Coco, the 2017 film, will play this Sunday, October 12th at 11 a.m., and it's free and open to the public thanks to our sponsors, Domino's and Michigan Medicine. It is about aspiring musician Miguel, confronted with his family's ancestral ban on music, who enters the land of the dead to find his great-great-grandfather, a legendary singer. And I can guarantee there will not be a dry eye in the house at the end of this film.
You really enjoyed it.
Yes, this is a really, really great film.
And see, I don't like to admit it publicly, but I'm a weeper anyway, and it doesn't take much to get me going.
Yeah.
Movies seem to be one of my outlets. Uh-huh. So if it is making people who don't normally cry.
Yeah.
I have no hope.
And then on Sunday as well, we have a film called My Omaha. This would be at 1:30. We are partnering with the IRL Movie Club, offering a space for discussion after the screening. The film is about a journalist after graduating from school who returns to his hometown of Omaha, Nebraska to document its surging racial justice movement while seeking to reconnect with his staunchly pro-Trump father, Randy, a task that is made more urgent when Randy is unexpectedly diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. So this film encourages viewers to consider how these challenges register in their own life, providing an example for how embracing conversation with one another can heal divisions and create a better
world.
Yeah,
I think most of us have encountered some of these conversations and some of these experiences. Well,
that's
worthy of discussion for sure.
Yeah, and like I said, we'll be holding the theater afterwards for anyone who wants to stick around and talk about the film.
Well, the Art House Revival, that is continuing, and it has a horror theme.
Yes, we're European horror films is the theme for this month, and Diabolik from 1955. This is a French film that'll play on Tuesday, October 14th at 7:30. Now, before Psycho or Peeping Tom, there was this film, the thriller from Henri-Georges Clouzot, who shocked audiences in Europe and the U.S. in this story of two women, the fragile wife and the willful mistress of the sadistic headmaster of a boys' boarding school, who hatch a daring revenge plot. With its unprecedented narrative twists and terrifying image, this film is a heart-grabbing benchmark in horror filmmaking.
If I'm not mistaken, there are a lot of folks who point to that film and say it set kind of the template for the movies that came after.
Like I mentioned Psycho before, Hitchcock definitely pulled a few tricks from this film.
Well, very good. And if you missed your opportunity over the past week or so, there are movies that continue to play, so you still have an opportunity. How's The Smashing Machine been doing?
The Smashing Machine has been doing okay for us, but there's been a lot of reports of how much it bombed last week. But I really, it's from the Uncut Gems co-director Benny Safdie and starring Dwayne Johnson in a very transformative role alongside Emily Blunt. I really encourage people to, you know, ignore the headlines and come see this film. It is a very, very good movie.
Yeah, it's interesting because it is kind of out of typecast for Dwayne Johnson, the rock guy.
Yeah.
But Emily Blunt is always good. Director's good.
And Anemone is also playing at the state. Daniel Day-Lewis has returned from a retirement for this one, and there's really just no one better to see on the big screen.
Agreed.
He really eats up every scene that he has in this film. Really, really great. And One Battle After Another is now playing at the state, just getting raving reviews, and it really holds up to the hype. And your last chance to catch Eleanor the Great this week at the Michigan as well.
Well, there's a lot of films to choose from, and I assume that all of you folks at Marquee Arts are now in the process of putting together your holiday programming.
Yep,
we'll be talking about that far away.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that very soon.
I'm looking forward to that. For Nick Alderink, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for being a part of this week's edition of Cinema Chat. We hope you will continue to join us and be here next Thursday. We certainly will. You are listening to your community NPR station. It's 89.1 WEMU-FM Ypsilanti, celebrating 60 years of broadcasting from the campus of Eastern Michigan University. Go pick a film, let us know what you saw, let us know if you enjoyed it, and we'll offer some new ones for you next week. Until then, take care.